Well, hello guys, hey, still sunny. Now I'm going to put a link to a news item down below, but I'm not going to put any pictures up. If you want to see the pictures, just go to the link. Anyway, it's about two femmes, a mother and a daughter. They're described as the mother is a hard-working NHS nurse, and the daughter is a glamorous entrepreneur. Notice how they build these femmes up already. They could have said she was a lazy NHS nurse. And her daughter doesn't have a real job, so they'll just call her an entrepreneur. And she wears all types of different clothes to pretend she's rich. But I remember when femmes used to say, oh, men put us on pedestals. Femmes are the ones themselves who put themselves on pedestals. It's all about pushing the narrative, how fantastic they are. It's like I said before, if they were so great, we'd already know about it. Anyway, Solomon, get on with the story. Oh, yeah. Anyway, these two were really fantastic people. Oh, and by the way, they're both adults. Were charged with supplying money to a known terrorist group. And was given 18 months. And their friends and family are completely shocked. Apparently not about them sending money, but the sentence. Because these femmes were emotionally blackmailed. They sent the money so that the people could buy food and not starve. It's funny how femmes go from all empowered to naive. So they sent the money and everything or whatever, and put a note on it saying, only use for food. Of course not. These femmes knew exactly what they were doing was wrong. And there's no way they would know where that money went. But even when they've been caught and everything, they want to bullshit their way out of it. Not take responsibility or accountability. And generally, femmes don't get emotionally blackmailed. They usually are the emotional blackmailers. Personally, I think they got off very lightly. But I guess they thought, oh, well, I only sent it for food. The law would just say, oh, well, is that right? Oh, well, that's right. Never mind. Off you go. I mean, come on, guys. Nobody's that naive in this day and age. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy. Do you know, with this sun, I might go and put my bikini on. Toodly-pip.